Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. Tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Elizabeth Anglin, who is on my show every few months, and it's always a joy to have her. She helps people connect with their friends and family and spirit, beloved pets, spirit guides, guardians, angels, the Akashic records, and the wisdom and intelligence of the physical body to optimize physical and emotional wellness, accelerate healing, overcome grief, stress, and anxiety. Readings, healing sessions, and clearings with Elizabeth are gentle, joyful, and full of compassion, humor, and fun. Clients often remark that sessions are comfortable, clarifying, and supportive, and as fun as having coffee with a friend who's known them for years. In thousands of sessions over the past two decades, Elizabeth has helped people and animals align with their truest divine intentions to experience love, healing, harmony, wholeness, and abundance. And I'm going to give you her website now, so get your pens and pieces of paper out, because once you get a little snippet with Elizabeth tonight, you're going to want to explore further and get a full reading. And her website is very simply her name, ElizabethAnglin.com. And Anglin, for those of you that don't have it up on the screen, is A-N like Nancy, G-L-I-N like Nancy, ElizabethAnglin.com. And so let me welcome Elizabeth. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing well, too. We've already been through this exercise, but it's nice to do it on the air, too. And it's so nice to have you back, Elizabeth. I really enjoy doing shows with you.
I do as well. I love your audience, and you ask the best questions, and, you know, it's so great to work with all of you when I'm here. So thank you for having me back.
Oh, my pleasure. And before the show, Elizabeth and I talked just for a minute or so. We're going to start off with a little bit of a dialogue. I'm probably just going to hand the reins over to Elizabeth, and we're going to talk for about 10 minutes before we take calls. I have not talked to most of you tonight on purpose because there's so many of you, and I have talked to a few of you, and you'll definitely get to speak with Elizabeth, and we're going to have to see how it goes for the others. So just hang in there, folks. Elizabeth is very popular, and there are a lot of you out there. And if you don't get a chance to speak with her tonight, all the more reason to contact her at her website. So, Elizabeth, we were talking a little bit about taking responsibility for your thoughts and beliefs, and you talked about intuitive. What was it that you said at the beginning?
Oh, into self-healing, like using when you have a reading or you do it. Say you sit for guidance for yourself with your guides, or say you go get a reading. A lot of people come into readings thinking that there's fate. Well, there is the life lesson plan, and that can look like fate, but really it's a lot more, there's a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes in the unseen matrix of possibility. And I want to be really clear that it is possibility. It isn't... we have possibility, we have probability, and then we have limitation. what often happens with us as human beings is that we perceive our glasses half full or half empty. The other day I was telling friends, wow, they were like, how are you? And I started complaining about something and I said, holy crap, my glass is 20% empty. You know? Because that's how important what I was complaining about. I mean, it was really like 2% empty, and I was just vehemently complaining about whatever this thing was, which I've now forgotten, and it's only been a week. So, and actually, the thing I do remember what I was complaining about. There's also, the other thing is that we're learning to overcome a certain amount of ego. If you're on the spiritual path and you're doing shamanism or healing or readings yourself, or even if you're just in the service world, you do overcome ego along the way. I mean, that's all in this together. It's not just about me. And so I was complaining about my latest lesson in overcoming my ego, and so my glass was 20% empty, and it was just terrible because why? It's all about me, and how could it possibly be 20% empty? But when it comes right down to it, you know, if there's no, there's a good show on called The Good Place. It's about people who think they get into heaven and they actually get into hell, and they're given all these ethical. Yeah, I know. It's really funny.
No thanks.
wait. But they're given all these what's happened is the guy who runs this version of hell has decided to give everybody, and he's kind of made it more like limbo, where he's given them all these ethical tests, and the ethical tests are, you know, when people do the right thing, the people who've gotten into hell do what it should be quote unquote the right thing. They're looking for their moral dessert. So they're looking for their payback. You know, I did the right thing, so I should get payback, right? Well, this whole experience of life and the concept of moral dessert, or even if you're on the spiritual path, getting your spiritual dessert or getting your what you consider to be your just desserts, isn't actually what's going on. This really is a school, and as you graduate through the levels, you get harder and harder coursework. And anybody who's aged to a significant extent can tell you that this is true. And so part of, you know, what still comes up and what gets mixed into it is this idea of uncovering your woundedness and becoming the wounded person who is now the healer or the person in service. But then even if you're successful at that for a long period of time, you start to get stagnation. And so what will happen is the world will start to send you curveballs to clean out what has become stagnant so that you just don't rest on your laurels and say, I'm a good person and I get to get this now because I do all this good stuff and I have for years. So it's a very complicated system that we have going on here, but one of the ways you can help yourself is to understand that one self-healing, like understanding where you're wounded, what your belief systems are, and what your limitations are, is good because you can start to release them and let them go and change them. And the other thing is find out where you're proud. Find out where you think you're all that in a bag of chips. And how long have you been doing something that's good and you think this is the way that, find out where you're stuck, because sometimes we're stuck in positive places too. And, you know, so this is really about learning that sometimes what we think is positive doesn't work in all situations, and maybe our opinions, you know, if we're prideful, are not necessarily correct. But it's also about learning, hey, if you're wounded and you have a strong inner critic, or you have perhaps a parent or somebody who abused you that's still in your mind pointing out, you know, this is the structure of the universe, and the universe will give you this. The universe will give you that until you realize that that voice is there and it's not yours. So there's lots of different things going on both sides of this. Like some things, times we get hardship because we're attracting it to finally heal ourselves, and sometimes we get hardship because we become stuck or stagnant, and we really need to move out of the place where we've been for so long that we've been comfortable. And both of these things are different, but But a more important thing is saying, okay, this is how this works, but I'm going to take responsibility for recognizing when I've gotten stuck, whether it's in a good place or whether it's in a bad place. And so I'm not to plug this show, The Good Place, but like literally The Good Place was uber good, but it was actually a hell. The idea is not to be stuck anywhere. Like as we go through this life, keep your feet soft. Like what we talked about to people when we teach riding lessons or horsemanship is be ready to move your feet. Be ready to pick yourself up and go as the conditions change because we're here to learn. We're not here to sit and be comfortable and get somebody saying, you're loved, you're beloved, eat some cookies for the next 30 years, right?
I like that a lot. That's it stirred up a few thoughts, one of which is I want to put a plug in for a forum that I do on Sundays called Free Spirits, because you were talking about not being stuck, and this is an opportunity to open up and share in a discussion where everybody has an opportunity to share. I do it on Sundays. I've moved the time to 7 o'clock in the evening Eastern time, and I welcome anybody who wants to join me and the others to tune in at 7, call in on the same call-in number, and you're welcome. And Elizabeth, I was thinking about that analogy of the cup being half full or half empty, and I once had a very wise person, when I said the cup was half full, who said, really? And I said, yeah. She said, well, what about your cup being overflowing? And I said, oh, yeah, I like that better. She said, really? And I said, what now? She said, perhaps your vessel's too small. So, I think, and just not being stuck, not getting stuck in the ego, opening up and recognizing that it is all about learning and that it's not even a struggle or a challenge, it's simply a lesson, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, that's it, because when we are looking at it as a struggle or a challenge or, oh, poor me, then that's where we've kind of fallen into the ego of that, oh, poor me, my cup is 20% empty today, or, oh, poor me, this wasn't the way I thought it was, and I've been betrayed by reality, oh, my gosh, you know, and so it really is about learning, but having limitations, like what you accept and allow, you can't get too specific, but you should notice, like your very wise friend, she was noticing your limitations. She was noticing what you were putting out there to the universe and kind of saying what the universe was saying back, which is, oh, your cup is this big? Really? Okay. You
know? Well, we've got a lot of food for thought and things that we could talk about, but let's go to the phone lines now, and next time you come back, what subject do you want to talk about?
Oh, I guess
you
animals
continue?
Again.
Okay.
Or we're talking
well,
about
actually,
it. Just remind me. Yeah. Oh no. This.
That's
yeah. We'll
great.
Continue with this because I think this goes in with readings. Like, I kind of got the hit that some of the guides are going to be bringing this up. Like, well, what do you really want? You know, instead of getting us to tell you how this situation will be, how can we change your energy so you can change the whole thing, not just that situation. So.
That sounds good. Well, we certainly could go on with the discussion, and I would welcome the opportunity to do that at another time. And our first caller of the evening actually is calling about animals. He's talking. He wants to talk to you about a dog that he lost recently, and his name is Joe. And I'm coming to Joe. Joe, you're live.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening, Joe.
Hello.
How are you tonight?
I'm good, and you? I've got a bit of a cold, so I apologize if I sound stuffy. But
okay.
I'm calling with reference to my dog who passed away on December the 29th of last year. We were immensely close, great buddies, together day in, day out for almost 12 years. And his passing really hurt. And I
What's
just want to find out if he's doing okay. His name is Ali, A-L-I.
Okay, hold on 1 second. well, Ali misses, you know, sometimes I feel bad when I give this kind of message. Ali misses you as much as you miss him. It's the physicality. And so I've got a paw that's reached out to touch you, but he goes to reach out to touch you and he can't because he's not physical. Ali's been, especially at the time, right around the time that he passed, he stayed right near you when he was in the astral for a bit and reached out his paw to be there with you. But he was quite sad that he couldn't impress upon you that he was there. But he was there. So he feels very sad for your sadness. And he feels very, he wants you to know that he has been around. He does stay around quite often for this period of time. But he wants to make sure that you're okay and that you are going to be okay. And you know, frankly, Joe, what my sense that I'm getting from this is that when he knows that you're okay, he'll move further and on. He'll be less of a somewhat earthbound dog. This is kind of normal. I had an earthbound dog. Almost everybody gets a dog that not always, but you can easily get dogs that stick around for a while to make sure you're going to be okay. Hold on. I need to take a drink because this is kind of choking me up and I got something in my throat. Sorry about that.
No problem.
So I don't know if you're looking for proof. He's showing me fishing, and he's showing me water, and the idea of fishing. And I don't know if it means go out to the water and go fishing, or you did go fishing, and or if it means do that in the future.
I have no connection to that whatsoever. I'm not sure about that.
Well,
because I've never gone fishing in my life, so I don't know.
Did you go to the beach? And these are like piers on like the ocean.
No.
Did you ever do that?
No.
Okay. I think it's an injunction to go fishing. Go to the ocean. go get a broader view. Because you're not seeing the big picture when you keep looking at the past. Is more so it's like get out and go look at the horizon. I think this is more of what this is. So I wasn't sure if this was something you did together, but it's not the kind of fishing you do in a pond. It's like when you go to the beach and you go out on one of the long piers that some of the boats will come in and the ferries will come into, and you look.
Are you metaphorically saying that I should go out and experience life more?
Yes, I think that's what he's saying. Go out and look at the horizon. Go experience a broader view. When you're looking back at him, you're not seeing what's out there for you. And so when he feels like you're comfortable doing that, he'll start to do that, because that's also his next step too, is that he has to go up a level and look out and see what the broader view is for him as a spirit in dog form. So,
okay. And obviously we will meet sometime in the future.
Well, you know, hold on 1 second. He says, duh.
I'm sorry?
Duh.
I don't get that. I'm sorry.
Duh. Like, oh, duh. Yeah. Yeah. That's what he... The way he put it was, he rolled his doggy eyes, and he went, you know, and I heard, duh, you know, like he cocked his head, and his eyes rolled, and he went, duh. So, yes, duh means yes. It means of course. But it means don't have worries. Like, this is not, This is a dog of your heart and soul. So don't have worries that you won't connect again in the same realm. But there's nothing yet because he hasn't had time to get up and see what he's doing next. Okay.
Yeah, no, he's been around. He has been around because our veterinarian assistant saw him days after he passed. He appeared to her. A week or two later, I heard him barking in my bedroom. And my wife just 2 days ago saw him in the car. And about a week or so ago, too, I heard him barking in the middle of the night. So he's making his presence known. I know he's around. There's no question.
He hasn't gone on to look at what the broader picture is about when you'll meet again or where you'll meet again. Because mainly he was so concerned that you were going to be all right, that you knew that this wasn't a separation forever. This is just between the physical and the astral realm. It's perceiving.
Okay.
It's great that he's done that. So, but mainly he's
whole family misses him. Even our grandkids miss him. I mean, they constantly say good morning to him every time at his picture in the house. So it's for them, he's still here.
Well, he is still there. So
yeah,
I think
yeah.
this is metaphorically like, when you're ready, let me go. You know, when you're ready, let
okay.
me go so I can get up and see when I can come back or when I'll come back to the physical or how or what's ahead, what the possibilities are. because he's really like quite earthly, even though he's in the astral realm. He hasn't done much of the go up and see what's out there work yet. And eventually he'll need to do that. So when you're ready, maybe send him off. Find a place with a good horizon.
Okay.
And
we're going to need to
off.
Move on now, Joe, but thank you for calling tonight.
I appreciate your time, both your time, and I appreciate the fact that you took my phone call. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
You take care, Joe. God bless.
You too. Thank you.
Oh, sorry to cut you off. You're welcome. Our next caller is Donna, and Donna, you are live.
Great. Thank you, David. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Donna. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good.
I have a question. About 6 months ago, I wanted to know what your feelings, what you're tuning into on this. 6 months ago, I heard my mother, she's on the other side, with her voice in the middle of my head saying, you're going to be rewarded. And then about a week and a half ago, I was sitting in my meditation, and a message came through, and it just filled up my whole being. It's like, I just know it, and there was so much love there, and it said, it's coming soon. And then I closed my eyes a couple days ago, and I heard it again. I wanted to know what you were picking up on, please.
I'm just getting the energy of what you said. you know, it's interesting because it's clarifying. It has a lot of gold color to it, which does not necessarily mean money. It means angelic, but it could mean money, and blue, a light blue. They're not going to tell me what it is, but everybody is saying it's good. they're saying it's good, and it's a combination of people in spirit and your mom, and she wouldn't tell you. What she's saying is, I wouldn't tell her BS, right? Your mom would never tell you BS. So but all they can say is, yeah, sit tight, it's good. It feels like a month. It feels like in April.
Okay.
It feels like it'll come. Yeah, but I don't know what it is because they're not telling me. It's almost like if they tell you that, they think they're going to wreck it. So
it's
good.
If I could, to you about my love life. I'm not in a relationship, and I'd like to be in one.
Uh-huh.
I am getting out. I take classes and stuff, and you sense someone coming into my life. You know, I'm 64 years old. I've never been married. I have been in long relationships with men, but... Yeah.
Oh, you just put me between a rock and a hard place because I was thinking when they were saying it's good, I was seeing relationship, but I didn't want to say it because they were like, don't tell her, she'll mess it up.
You know?
So yeah, I think it has to do with that. Like, it's, you know, you might think you're going to win the Powerball, but you may win the power of person. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that would be nice. I would like that. I'd rather be in a relationship than anything.
You know, what's good is love. Love is good. Money, you know, money is wonderful. Money is good because it takes care of things. But when you have somebody who is a good person and you have love and they treat you right, that's good.
Oh, the love is so important. Yeah, I mean, I so want the love in my life, the companionship and the best friend. And, yeah, for sure.
So I have a sense that maybe what's coming, what they were talking about that, but I wasn't supposed to give too much away. So I'm going to walk away and pretend I never saw anything. So,
but it's more, okay,
you can buy the Powerball ticket, but it's more likely love and it'll come for you.
Right.
So,
okay. Thank you, Elizabeth. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right. Yep. Bye.
Take care, Donna.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome. Okay, Kimberly is next. And Kimberly, you're live.
Hi, Kimberly.
Kimberly. We'll come back to you, Kimberly, if you're on mute. Okay. Lynn is next. Lynn, you're live.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Lynn.
David. I'm Lynn, and my question is, are you able to do an energy healing for my kitty cat that's living?
Yes. Well, I can send you, I mean, I can't say that I can do a healing because that's against AVMA regulations, but I can send your kitty energy and tell you what's going on with it.
That would be great. Healing energy. His name is Buddy, B-U-D-D-Y, and he's having a lot of insecurity with the territorial issues. He's actually spraying all over my house because of territorial insecurity. He uses the litter box, but he's also spraying.
Uh-huh. How old is he?
He was a stray. He's probably about 8 years old, maybe seven.
Okay.
And I'm wondering what if you pick up anything as to what, you know, he's trying to tell me, you know, what I should be doing, other than just the obvious things that, you know, people recommend.
You actually have to tell him to stop spraying because you need to give him a mind movie that he's figured out that he's got you, right?
Yes.
And I hate to say this, but, you know, sometimes you have to give a cat a mind movie about what the consequences are for keeping up that behavior.
Okay.
That this is not how we behave in the house. And this sounds really mean, but I had to do this with my cat because she kept running outdoors and she would run into the jaws of dogs who she shouldn't be in front of. And I had to, you know, I had to give her the mind movie of where that was going to end up. And now she won't even let, you know, straight unknown dogs near her. But it worked. You have to tell him what his consequences are, and you have to think of some consequences, and you have to have a come to Jesus mind movie. Look at these pictures of what's going on. This is how this is making me feel. And no, you're not king of the house, buddy. You know, this is a house that you share with me, and I'm deeply disturbed, and I'm not, you know, it could lead to you being sent on or something else.
Oh,
right?
I've told him that. I've told him.
Yeah.
That he's,
you need
you know,
to mind movie it. You need to show him what that looks like. That could look like a cage in the ASPCA or whatever. You know,
okay.
You need to show him what it looks like.
He understand when I tell him that. He actually looks at me, and I it looks like he knows what I'm telling him. That
he
you know,
knows, but
he's
going to
be
the
out.
Whole movie. Yeah, give him what that movie looks like for him.
Okay.
Show him that you know by showing it in pictures, like visualize it in your mind, and say, buddy, this is what's going to happen if you keep doing this. Now this has got to end.
Okay.
No more of this. He also, he has a little bit of stress in his neck and his sides. Is he sharing you with other cats?
Another cat, yes.
What's that cat's name?
Precious.
Hold on 1 second. Pre-existing relationship before Buddy?
With her? No, she was a stray as a kitten. This is the first relationship, Buddy.
Okay. No, with you. Like, her relationship is before Buddy's relationship with you.
Oh,
She's your older cat. Yeah, he's jealous, and you tell him that he gets snuggles too, but he's got to behave. Like, show him also good behavior, what that looks like, and how much love he'll get for that good behavior, and that you don't love her more.
Okay,
because he thinks that you have a particularly cozy and snuggly relationship, and he wants it, but he doesn't know how to express that.
And he does. He sees her laying in my arms.
Yeah, he wants to do that too, and he doesn't know how to get that. So you show him, or you give him an opportunity to jump up and lay in your arms, if he'll even try it. I know, because he's an outdoor cat. But he needs his own cozy and snuggly. That's really what he's trying to say.
Okay.
So both. Do both together. Here's the carrot and here's the stick. I know that's a terrible thing to say. Nobody quote me. Nobody take a clip of this. But for this cat, you need to do that.
Okay. It's worth a try.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. And good luck to you.
Bye-bye.
I've had that problem before myself. It's no fun.
No,
all right. Have a good night, and God bless.
Take care.
You know what I had to do with mine? I had two boys that would get into that behavior, and I restricted them to two rooms for a while, and they shaped up, and then they had the run of the house again. But that worked.
I had a cat that I had to put into timeout. He was both attacking me when I didn't do what he wanted right away, because my ex-boyfriend had taught him to do it, and spraying, and he ended up having a timeout room, and he had to stay in there until I was good and ready to let him out, and then he stopped. But it took a little over a month, but it worked.
Yeah, it took a few months for me. All right, we're going to go to Erica, and then we'll try Kimberly again. Kimberly, we didn't hear you when we tuned in before. I don't know if you were on mute, but here's Erica.
Hi, good evening. How are you?
Well, how are you, Erica? What's on your mind?
Good. I was calling to see if you had any messages from my grandparents, who both recently passed within the last year and a half, regarding me having a baby this year.
Okay, what's your grandmother's name?
Peroshka, with a P.
Peroshka.
Mm-hmm.
Are you pregnant right now?
I don't think so.
I don't think you are, because they're saying not, like, having a baby this year, kind of like your Peroshka is kind of giving me a timeline. Not having a baby this year, you might get pregnant before the end of the year.
Okay.
But I see, you know, the red wagons and the tulips. There used to be a really iconic, in my day, iconic pictures of red wagons and tulips, or kids in the, kids in the summer in the red wagon.
Mm-hmm.
I see that kind of thing. It doesn't look like a baby in the winter. It looks like a baby in the spring or early summer.
Oh, okay. So, next year.
Yeah, next year.
Okay.
But you could be pregnant by the end of the year. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
No, yeah.
Okay. Anything from my grandfather?
What is his name?
John.
He's here, John. He's here. He's funny. He's smiling a really long smile. I see a close up of him. It's like a real slow. Like, he kind of has a crooked smile, but it's a long smile and a slow smile. And he says you can trust it, but I think it means the foundation on which you're moving forward into motherhood on.
Mm-hmm.
He says you can trust it. That appears to be what he's talking about. And he's showing me wood under your, like, somebody has made you a good floor and a good foundation, and you can trust
it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anything else from them?
He says I'm giving you that message because I sensed you were nervous.
Yeah.
So And so he wants you to work on not and trusting. Like that's, he says, this is important. Work on trusting. You can trust it. Work on trusting.
Okay.
And then have flowers. I just see these wonderful flowers of different, it's funny, both of us from Peroshka and from, like when I go back to Peroshka and him, he's like, you know, trust your situation and then also make it beautiful. Put flowers around, red
okay.
and yellow and blue and stuff like that. So make it beautiful. Trust and then make beauty.
Okay.
That sounds nice. Well, Erica, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, good night and God bless. We're going to come back to Kimberly, and then we're going to go to area codes of people I haven't talked to. Kimberly, you are live. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, missed you before.
Yeah, I know. I guess I was on mute. Sorry.
That's all right. No problem.
I would never do that, Kimberly. How dare you?
I apologize.
That's exactly what I would do. And we'd call and I'd be so excited. What's going on? Okay, what can I help you with?
Yeah, I'd just like to hear a message from the other side.
Who on the other side?
It could be my mother, my
okay.
great-grandmother.
All right. Well, okay, so we have to go quick. So give me a name and I'll see what they have to say.
Faith.
Grace? Okay.
No, Faith. F-A-Y-E.
Faith. Okay, hold on.
Faith.
Okay. Just a smile, a lot of love in the heart. Just thinking this is funny. And just love, like, mainly I just get the heart. So what I'm feeling is like my heart is just opening up, and there's just love, 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 and this is funny. Love, love, love. Do you want to know about anything? The main message is love. Love you, love, 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 but do you want to know about anything?
My career direction.
Are you a little bit quick to tell your opinion without thinking about it first? When you're working?
No. Not when it comes to working, no.
Okay, there's something going on about, are you trying to change jobs or you want a new job? Because there's something, she just says, be careful what you say, is how she's putting it. Be careful what you share. You might share something in an offhanded way that isn't going to be for your good when it comes to career. So,
okay.
But what do you want to
okay.
do? So first of all, it's like motherly
okay.
advice. Don't just speak off the cuff when you're at work or
okay.
when you're doing something. But now with Facebook and stuff like that, it could mean that too, right? So she's
okay.
saying watch what you say. Be careful what you say. Not everybody is going to take what you say in the way you think you meant it.
Okay.
And then. Why am I seeing something that looks like a flourless chocolate cake?
Flourless chocolate cake? I don't know.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do? And she'll tell you.
Well, I've been teaching, but I'm looking at behavioral psychology right now.
Ah, that's good. That's actually good. Okay, that makes sense with just saying stuff without being in control of what you're saying, like impulsivity.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's good. That's a good thing to do, and that's actually what you would be helping people with is their impulsivity. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, that makes more sense. Impulsivity, behavioral psychology, go in that direction. That's a thumbs up and lots of love.
Okay. Thank you very
okay.
much.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks. I want to explain that
go
I'm
ahead.
Connecting with a lot of people in rapid succession, and everybody's people have different energies. So if I'm just getting pictures of things, sometimes in this situation, I'll need a little bit more help because my system has to has to adjust to the people on the other side as rapidly as possible, and sometimes it's just not as possible as I'd like it to be. So I'm sorry I got weird visions, but yes, finally we got to it. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Kimberly, you take good care. Call on some Sunday, Kimberly. We'd love your input.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay, 7 o'clock. All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go to area code 224 in just a minute, and you're live. What is your first name, please? Hi.
Hi, my name is Kay.
Hi, Kay.
I wanted to look at my Akashic records and see if you see family for me, like having children.
How old are you right now?
37.
I mean, I'm trying to make this quick. So, are you married? Or are you not married? Because do we have to do both of
I'm
those
not
things?
Married.
It's a,
I'm not married.
You're not married. Okay, hold on. And say your name again. I'm not sure that I heard it correctly.
Kay.
Okay. Hold on. It's delayed, but you can still do it. It looks like family comes in 43-44, but before 45. But it's still a possibility, and your time's not up yet, okay? It looks like your person, are you with somebody right now?
Yes.
Is he a couple years older?
He's 4 years older.
4 years older? Okay, so I got 2 years. I got a person, and then I got 2 years. So, you know, I kind of ask, I have a picture of this person that I don't want to recollect, but I'm just going to leave it with, yes, there's family, but it looks delayed, okay? 43, 44. But, you know, it's coming, yeah.
Can you describe the person you're picking up or no?
I don't want to do that right now. I'm seeing taller and thinner and brown hair, but I don't know that this is your person. So I don't want to open up that can of worms. But I got 2 years. Like, are you engaged yet?
No, not yet. We talk about having family.
Okay. I think it's going to happen, but I think 39, because I got the age 39, it may be that's when you really start. And I know that's real. Most people think that's late, but I have a lot of clients who've had babies up until 49. So, but yours looks 43, 44. Okay?
Okay.
Keep going.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Have a good night.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm coming to area code 856. I hope I'm not going too fast for you, Elizabeth.
We're going fast, but let's go.
Okay, area code 856. Hi, what is your name, please?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's good to hear your voice. What's up?
I would like to know what you see for me around my career and maybe purchasing a home of my own on the water, if that's possible.
I do see it being very possible for you to purchase a home of your own on the water because that's what you've wanted to do for a long time, and you will figure it out. It's not going to be a huge palatial home, but it will definitely be a home on the water. The other thing is, what do you want to do for career? Are you up, and how old are you? Because I get a change. Do you want to change?
Well, I'm 55, and I want to change. I just don't really. I want something where I'm doing more managerial because I've been doing this for so long. I have so much experience, but I've been doing contract work for a long time too, and I'm sick of contract work. I want something more stability, you know, and so I want to get my home. I want to feel safe and secure.
Okay. So between now and next year, when you're talking, what they were showing me was an opportunity not to do contract work. You'll find a company, and it's either a woman-owned business or it's a woman with a family-owned business, and you're interviewed by a woman. But when you get, you'll get a good feel for her. She'll get a good feel for you. She doesn't have any problem hiring people of, you know, who are older. She doesn't have any problem with our work ethic or anything like that. And it's a solid job, which takes you through 65, 66, which is, you know, well into retirement age. So it looks positive for that. Keep looking. Look for what you want and keep, you know, thanking your angels for their help and being aware of when you tell yourself you have a limitation in getting it, because it is out there and you can find it. So
yeah, I want something with benefits, you know, to help me with my retirement. And what you're describing doesn't sound to me like it would be a job that would give me that.
It's a full-time permanent position. It's just I see you interviewing with a woman, okay? And it look for that good feeling in that you're interviewing with a woman, okay?
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're saying it doesn't sound like it, and it's like, why doesn't it sound like it, you know?
You said it was like a small family-oriented family.
No,
business.
I said it's either a woman-owned business or a family-owned business. That doesn't mean it's small. We have lots of huge businesses that are owned by women and by families. So don't even go there with that. See, you threw in a limitation.
Right.
But
yeah,
you know,
you're right.
Like the DeVos family owns a huge business. Okay, everybody knows them. The Ralph Lauren, the Lauren family, they own a huge business. So come on.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
But would it be local, though, or would it be far away, like a really long-distance move for me?
We're going to have
to move on,
honey.
We're going to go, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So just watch yourself.
Thank you for calling in.
Watch your negativity.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Well, you know, that brings up a good point, Elizabeth, and that is that we can tend to limit ourselves and through the types of thoughts we have, and that kind of dovetails with what you and I were talking about before the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, when you say, yeah, but it's like all of a sudden you want to get in, you know, you got a reading and then you want to argue with it, and then you're saying, oh, but it'll be this, or it's like you're bargaining the negative bargain. And it's like,
right.
Tell the universe what you want. And then when you find yourself bargaining the negative bargain, which is, I'm not going to take that because it'll mean this. And it's like, who made that up? You know, a lot of times we make up the limitation. They're not really there. You know,
that's
we don't know all
so true.
The things.
Yeah. And I've always, I haven't always been taught to pray this way. It's been within the last decade or two. And that is to pray for this or something better, and may it serve the highest good for all, instead of me, 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 me.
Well, and then also, like, on the other hand of the me, me, me is the limitation. So, you know, this is something better. Like, you've got a baseline right there from that last reading. So say, angels, thank you for this or something even better. Because they were... You know, this looked like it was going to be a perfect fit for you, what you want to do. So just say thank you for bringing me my perfect job in the perfect way, and, you know, so I can retire.
And I didn't mean to put down Laura in any fashion. She's gone now. But at any rate, it just brought up a very interesting idea and something that we kind of had touched on before. So I thought it would be worth elaborating on a little bit.
Yeah, no, it's not, you know, it's so common, like all of us do it in one way or another.
Yes.
You know, it's not like Laura's no different than me, than any, you know, it's like when you catch yourself doing it, just go, oh, wait, I'm doing that. and say, okay, what do I say? Thank you for this, how is it that this or something better comes to me so easily? And thank you, angels, for bringing me this right, just perfect situation. So,
We
all do.
We certainly do. I kind of allude to that I specifically say in the beginning that we're all basically the same. And, we do need to watch our thinking, and being aware is the best way to do it, and living in the moment and all of that good stuff. We have time for maybe two more. We'll see how it goes. I'm coming to area code 858 first, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my first name is Anne, but my question is it's about my daughter. Her name is Ilana. She asked me to ask you. She's on the East Coast at this time, and she likes to know she will be admitted to a pre-med master's program, and she will be moving closer to me. I am on the West Coast in California, or she will stay there. We just don't know what will happen.
She wants to know, or you want to know for her? I'm sorry, I'm flying. My mother is flying.
Okay, she is trying to apply to school, pre-med master's program.
She can find something within 3 hours of you. She might not be in your backyard, but if she looks in an area in a three-hour drive radius, she should be able to find something that she can get into. So you would be closer to Gladys. She wouldn't have to get on a plane and
fly.
There was
an issue with her exam. She didn't get enough score to apply to the school that is 3 hours drive from me. That's a problem, and she missed a deadline. That's why at this point we don't know.
Then I would go for delayed, because that looks like a good situation. Or look and see what else is within 3 hours. There has to be more than one that's within 3 hours, right?
So she, there could be, but it depends where she will be accepted. So you don't feel that she will stay on the East Coast?
I was telling you, what they told me to tell you is she can be accepted to a school that's within 3 hours of you. They didn't say specifically what school. They said she has the opportunity to be accepted to a school that's within 3 hours. So look for the other schools that are within 3 hours that she hasn't missed a deadline for.
So you think that she will be moving, or she will be staying over there for the next year?
There's more energy for moving. And even if you broaden the search to 4 hours, she's still closer. And a lot of these campuses now have, stuff that you can do online and satellite schools that are closer. So, just look in your, keep looking in your area. You might have missed that.
There's like a special program where it's 12 months master's program that she has to be there. She has her degree. It's advanced degree. It's called pre-med master's program. That's what she told me. And in order to get there, she needs to get enough score on a test. And at this point, she's going to retake the test, but we don't know if she will, because she's kind of discouraged now. She didn't get enough score.
Is it necessary to get into a master's program for pre-med? Okay, my other job was college advisor, and I've actually done a pre-med program. So I guess my question is, why does she need a master's program? Why didn't she just take the pre-med stuff?
Because she is going to medical school. That's why it's
really
hard to get.
No, you don't need a master's. You don't need a master's to go to medical school.
It's easier. They prepare. That's what she told me. They prepare. They raise GPA. They have advisors. They guarantee
limitations.
It's like a whole science
limitations,
there.
limitations. There are more schools that don't offer a master's in pre-med that offer a pre-med program that won't give you a master's, but you will definitely get all of that same stuff.
Oh, yeah, I agree. So she's open to either of them, but she wanted to be linked to the medical school. That's the whole thing. And that's why she has to go there.
Limitations. Just look for a college within 3 hours of you. You'll find one. And don't be limiting. Don't let her limit herself.
So you think that it looks more like encouraging because she's very discouraged after this test that she didn't get enough score?
Yeah, because she's being too narrow. She's making her options narrow when her options are much broader than they are. And they're saying, yeah, she can get into a pre-med program that is within 3 hours of you, but she's the one making it narrow. So
And may I make a suggestion, sweetie?
Yeah.
I was just going to suggest, and have your daughter listen to the podcast, because Elizabeth is coming through loud and clear with what she's trying to say to you. And I think if your daughter listened to the podcast, she would get what Elizabeth is saying. What do you think, Elizabeth?
I hope she will. I mean, you know, sometimes when we're young and we get tunnel vision, and I've done it, and then, you know, people do it. But literally, when you want to get something done, there's always a way to get it done. And the narrower you make your pathway, you make it, then it's going to be narrow. But that's a much broader pathway, and you definitely can get that without, and even if she, I bet you she can take a test again, I bet you she, you know, whatever it is, there's a way to get that. There's a way to get from A to Z, and that sounded like a very narrow path to me, having been a college advisor and having done pre-med myself. So I would just say, there's another way to do this. And they're telling you there is another way and it can get done. So tell her that. And, you know, in the end, she wants to be a doctor. She, you know, the end goal is to be a doctor, not have a master's in pre-med.
Yes.
That's the end goal. And that's all that matters.
Yeah.
So I don't know. She felt very discouraged in the last month. That's why I'm trying to encourage her. She's kind of losing hope. She says maybe I shouldn't go this route at all. Well, so that's a problem now.
And pre-med, you know, pre-med is hard. It's more important that she goes someplace where she's comfortable and she has the opportunity to study and concentrate than that she gets some kind of degree out of it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
Sounds
thank
good.
You so much.
And
thank you
for calling. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, David. Thank you. Well, good
You're day. Welcome. Okay.
Bye.
Well, at any rate, we've had so many callers on the line tonight, and folks, I know a lot of you did call in early, and it must be frustrating, but it's just the nature of how things go on Blog Talk, especially when I have a guest like Elizabeth on, who's quite popular. I encourage you to go to her website, elizabethanglin.com. And with that said, Elizabeth, is there anything else you'd like to talk about in the remaining 2 minutes?
I just want to say to Joe, I understand what you're going through with your dog. I recently had to do that with mine. And I wish you lots of luck with that and lots of love for your family. And everybody else, you know, take it easy on yourselves. Don't, you know, we're all going to hit stumbling blocks because we're learning. And, you know, love yourself the way your people in spirit love you, the way your animals in spirit love you, which is with sincere appreciation and tenderness.
Aw, what a nice message to leave people. And, you know, I thank you from the bottom of my heart for being on the show again, Elizabeth. I always enjoy having you, and I'll look forward to our next opportunity to do this again.
Yeah, me too. Thank you.
Okay. Good night, hon.
Good night.
And so once again, we come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we're all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night and God bless. And thank you to the two callers that remain to the end, the Skype caller and area code 770. Really appreciate it and wish we could get to you. Let me just find out your names. Skype caller, what's your name, please?
Karen, thank you.
Karen, thank you, hon. Good night and God bless. And area code 770, what's your name?
Maddie.
Okay, you've called in before, haven't you, hon?
I have, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm sorry we couldn't get to you tonight, but thank you for hanging in there.
No problem. No problem.
Okay.
I enjoy.
Take good care, sweetie.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good night and God bless everybody.